If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Happy to be with you this morning. And, you know, a lot of us need to be, maybe some of us are coming off a night shift. Others of us are getting ready for the day ahead. But in any case, a lot of us, if not most of us, have to be thinking about work in one way or the other. You know, earning a living. It's just part of life, right? And in fact, not just part of life, but in most cases, in many cases, it's a majority of our waking hours we spend working and earning that living, supporting our families, taking care of ourselves, paying our taxes. You know, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. But a lot of us, though, don't really, other than the requirement to do the work and the need to pay our bills, a lot of us don't check in frequently enough to really think about the purpose of our work, the essence of our work. And recently, I ran across a post on LinkedIn, and it was from none other than our good friend Michael Spath. Now, he comes on and reports regularly on sports, typically here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. But Michael Spath posted on LinkedIn, and the question, the heading of the post was, "Why do you work? Why do you work?" With an emphasis on the why, right? And again, the obvious answer might be to pay my bills. It's what I got to do. It's the way it works. It's just the way it works. But some of us, including Mr. Spath, who went on to really expound upon why he works, which was very thought-provoking and got me thinking about why I work. And I'm sure it got a lot of others thinking too. And so we're here this morning to get you thinking more deeply about why you work. Leave it to Michael Spath to get us thinking more deeply, right? We love that. Let's check in with him. Michael Spath, tell us about this.
Yeah, you know, it was, I was on a family vacation over the July 4th holiday weekend, and I've got a really inquisitive six-year-old niece, Julia, and she's awesome, and she's reading all the time, and she loves to ask questions. And so we were sitting around one morning, nobody else was awake, and she was just, you know, peppering, Uncle Mike this, Uncle Mike that. And I was kind of laughing and loving it. And she said, "Uncle Mike, why do you work?" And I said, "Oh, I work because," and then I stopped for a second. I said, "Oh, I work because, you know, that's what we do. That's how we put, you know, food on the table. And that's right. How we, you know, and she's like, "Okay, but why do you work?" Like, she was really right. Trying to get to the
first of all, I love her already.
Absolutely. I mean, it's built into our culture as Americans, and I really think to some degree as humans. But as Americans, I mean, you spend your entire life. I mean, you've got children, right? Going to grade school and high school. And it's like, okay, you go to grade school to go to high school. You go to high school to go to college. You go to college to then become an adult and get a job. And so often it's about like, what are you going to do when you grow up, right? What's your job? What are you pursuing? It's always about your job or your career. And it's never really asking why. Like, why are we doing this? Why have we created a system from the moment that my six-year-old niece is already thinking about work someday, right? And so when I pull up into my house, you know, I pull into my garage, I live in Royal Oak, you know, and I see on right outside of our front door, my wife got one of those plaques that says like Spath Family Established January 20th, 2018. And like to some degree, that's why I work, mm-hmm. right? Is I walk through that door, that house that we live in, the couch that we sit on, the TV that we watch our sports on, the meal that we're going to have for dinner, my son, you know, someday, you know, all the things that he wants to do, all the adventures and experiences we want him to have. I mean, we work to provide those things. But again, getting back to the essence, Jeff, is that why we work? Is that the sole motivation? And I think for some people, maybe it is like to provide things. And I don't want to say it's much just materialism, but I do think it's like, I'm trying to live the American dream. And the American dream is sold to us very on in our lives of having a house and having a car. And especially in this city, it's having a General Motors car or having a Ford car. Yeah. And someday getting to the point where you can have a Corvette or a Mustang.
Upward mobility.
Yeah, absolutely. And in this state, again, in the state of Michigan, having that second home, we all want a lake house, don't we? We all want to be able to go to Houghton Lake or up to Traverse City and be on Torch Lake or go to the abundance of lakes that we have in this country. And then once we get the lake house, it's, well, we got to have a jet ski and we have to have a pontoon boat and we have to have all these other toys. We are motivated as Americans constantly to want something more.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
And the only way we're going to get there is by working.
Yeah.
But again, that's not what my niece asked me. What my niece asked me was, why do I work? Uncle right. Mike, why do you work? Is it just to provide all yeah. these things, or is there something else to it?
So she forced you into that moment of personal reflection and discovery. What did you figure out?
All right, well, we're going to hear what Michael Spath figured out. We're going to go to a quick break right now, but a little later in the show, we're going to have part two of our interview with Michael Spath about why we work. What's the essence of why we work? All right, stick with us right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.